here's the thing, the mind, the way it's designed, if you aren't doing the second part of adding in, so like if you're whole and you're a mom, so it's really easy when you have little people, to never have stillness. Also, you're female, so you multitask. Men get better at that as their brains change a little bit, but women, we're awesome multitaskers, especially in the childbearing and child-raising years. And so it's really difficult to calm the mind. So if you're somebody who has a very full schedule, demanding job at home and out of home, or either one or both, if you're not literally putting in a practice to rest the mind, it's very hard to hold that presence. Okay? So what would be a practice to help the mind? And this is sometimes, you know, life's pretty good, and then you take on a big project or a big trip, a vacation. And then you have to start thinking, well, what am I demanding of myself, and am I supporting myself for that? And so from the most simple, if you're doing a lot of educating yourself, learning, if you're doing a big event or you're learning a lot of different things or having a lot of different experiences, you need the right nutrition. You need a lot of B vitamins. You just burn right through them. So if you're not giving the brain what it needs as a physical organ, it's even harder, right? And then if it's not getting enough sleep, it's very hard to quiet it down. It just gets burnt out, gets frazzled. And so what are some things that you can add in? You know, you got to find a way to find some window of time where you actually rest it by mindfulness. Like if pick something you already do is the easiest thing. So if you drive or you cook every day or you manage to get in some exercise, pick one thing that you're already doing, and in that say, my job is to only practice mindfulness here. But if you try to say, oh, I'll start meditating when you have a busy, busy mind, yeah, it never works out. So tie it into something you're already doing. The tapping can help support you in it, but it can't help the physical organ when it's overwhelmed. You need nutrition and you need quiet for that. You could, you know, make yourself take a walk where it's only your time. Again, when you have small people, yeah, not so much mom time. In our home, it's kind of funny. I remember Sean was little because I started doing yoga, and it was brutally hard for me. I had to take the phone, wrap it in a towel, put it in the dog food, close it, and shut the pantry. Because if the phone rang, guess what I would do? I'd go answer it. I didn't know how to just stop and give my mind space. And I started when Sean was little because I remember he liked to kiss me when I was upside down. And I believe there was a puppy that used to chew on my hair. And then I got a little better at it and more consistent. And so what we did is we would tell Sean, Mommy's in timeout. And how would Sean know not to interrupt my yoga workout? We put a sticky note at his eye level on the door. Well, what happened, the reason I'm telling you this story, because I think it's really quite humorous, is the children and the husband figured out Mom's a lot nicer when she gets her yoga in. And suddenly, everybody was really outrageously supportive. It was almost insulting. But truly, my point is, for me to have run the busy life I did childcare at home. And I had to somewhere take care of the physical organ of the mind in a way that I could continue to give to everybody powerfully, or else it wouldn't have worked. Okay? So a real easy way, if you've got to drive, most of us drive somewhere, or if you're cooking or providing for people, pick one segment of time, even if it's 15 minutes, and say, all I'm going to do is practice gratitude for 15 minutes, or mindfulness for 15 minutes. And it's very, very, very hard. But tapping can help you get it. But if you pick a regular practice, a daily practice, within a month, the payoffs will be profound. And then I also tell people, it's kind of like brushing your teeth. Would you just do it once a month when you got time? You wouldn't like the results. So it could be a daily thing. But the fastest way is, yeah, do some tapping. But then add in some, tie it into something you're already doing. Okay? So if you're driving, what would that look like?
Turn the radio off.
That's it. especially most radios, and definitely country western. Turn the radio off. You could play beautiful music and just start working the mind. Every time it wants to tell you a story or think of other people, bring it back to the car. What do I feel? How do I feel in the car? Do I feel the vibrations? Or gratitude's one of the easiest things to focus on. Could you spend 15 minutes thinking of only things that you're grateful for? See, that's it. And if you were to just do that, your mind would get some rest. So that's one way. Okay? Or if you cook, if you're a caregiver and you're going to cook anyway, just make 15 minutes of cooking time just about feeling the food, loving what you're providing through nutrition, smelling it, really being conscious there. But 15 minutes is no easy task. It's something good to work up to. All right, so take a breath.